As many of you know and saw the message, there was a significant Talmid Chacham that passed away yesterday, Rav Mordechai Sternberg. He was the Rosh Yeshiva of Har Hamor. Let me give a little bit of background as to who he was. I want to talk about his Torah a little bit. It'll relate to Sfarim, I guess, in a certain sense also, and hopefully can be a little bit significant. Har Hamor is a yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael. It is an exceptionally strong yeshiva. It's a fascinating yeshiva. It's a somewhat complex yeshiva to be able to understand in any sort of real way. Maybe another time we'll talk about the world of Har Hamor. It is, I would say, if you wanted to get like a little bit of a picture of it, you could associate it with some of the chevra that learn in Gimzu. It's a very like intense kind of a place. And their Rosh Yeshiva, or one of their two Rosh Yeshiva, they're twins, I believe. But Rav Mordechai Sternberg passed away yesterday. He is known as a very significant and very real lamdan. He's a person who invested an enormous amount of time in the world of Limud Torah Be'ian. He did not, to my knowledge, write as much, although a lot of his shiurim and sichos have been published. Sorry about that. They put out at least, I think, 5 volumes of his Be'ian shiurim. Have come out in Baba Basra, in Baba Kama, in Baba Metzia, Mesach HaShabbos. A lot of Ma'amarim that have been put out of his Torah. And a lot of his Talmidim have written about him also. Rav Ganz, I believe, is here on Tuesdays. I think he may be speaking about him later today. Rav Ganz was the Rosh Kolel when Sternberg was in the Kolel. So he's a little bit younger. When they honored Rav Ganz last year for his 80th birthday, so they had Rav Sternberg come and give a shiur. He'd been sick for a couple of years already, although continued to, in many ways, push until the end. I want to talk about 2 things. One is a particular mahalach of his. They put out some of his sichos, some of his talks in separate volumes called Kihem Chayenu. So there's one where he has a very beautiful description of the difference between a Talmid Chacham and a Rebbe, and how those are different. I think if you read it from his Talmidim, he seems to certainly have been in the category of a Rebbe. And then we'll speak a little bit about his Derech HaLimud, which was also, I think, a little bit fascinating and unique, as described by many of his Talmidim and in some of the works. Let me begin in the following way. Sermon points out in one of his sichos that there seem to be differences in Chazal between a Talmid Chacham and a Rebbe. One hopes and aspires that their Rebbe is a Talmid Chacham, but when he is your Rebbe, that seems to take on a particular kind of extra element or a particular kind of unique status. He brings 3 rayas to that idea. One is a Gemara in Bav Metzia that many of us are familiar with. The person finds an Aveda on the street, and they find an Aveda of their parents and an Aveda of their Rebbe, so the Aveda of their Rebbe takes precedence. The Aveda of their Rebbe comes first because their Rebbe is the one who brings them L'chai Olam Haba. A unique element that your Rebbe is the one who brings you L'chai Olam Haba, and therefore he takes precedence even over the regular halacha of Kibbut Av Va'Em, that Avedas Arabo is Kodemes. The second mucker, which indicates something unique, and that is not true by a regular Talmid Chacham. Regular Talmid Chacham, his Aveda would not take precedence. Dafka the Aveda of your Rebbe. The second halacha, second point is the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mishnah tells us in Avos, Ukvod Chavercha Kamor Rabcha, Umor Rabcha Kamor Shamayim. The Mishnah seems to tell us in Avos that while it's true, he points out that a person has to have awe for all Talmid Chachamim, and Hashem Elokech Atira L'Rabo Talmid Chachamim, that it seems to be that particularly a person's Rebbe, that Mora, that awe of a person's Rebbe, is Kimora Shamayim. It's unique, above and beyond a regular Talmid Chacham. The 30 points out is in Lashon HaRambam. If you look at the Rambam, Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam discusses the halachas of Kvod Rabo in a different place than the halachas of Kavod of a regular Talmid Chacham. Kvod Rabo is discussed in Perek Hey of Hilchos Talmud Torah, where he compares it to Kavod of a person's parent. Kavod Talmid Chacham is discussed in Perek Vav. And they have different halachas and different status. Wonder to Sternberg, what exactly, how are we magdir the difference between Rabo and any regular Talmid Chacham? Why is Rabo considered to be unique? So Sternberg points out the following yisod. This is yisod for him, which is clear and fundamental in the world of Hashkafa and for all of Torah. He starts like this. The job of Torah and the job of a posek or a Talmid Chacham is not to solve problems that exist. Isn't that there are halakhic shayles that exist, or I have problems that exist, and the job of a Rebbe or a Talmid Chacham is to be relevant. There's no inherent value in being relevant. That isn't the goal or the definition of what Torah comes to do or what a Rebbe comes to do. The job of Torah and the job of a Rebbe is to bring Torah into this world. To bring Torah into this world, that is the primary value to do so. What's the extra mila? Therefore, he suggests that a Talmid Chacham does important things, even if in a certain sense, I've never heard of him. Even in a certain sense, I've had never had interactions with him. If there's a guy who was learning, a Talmid Chacham was sitting there and learning, he brought more Dvar Hashem into this world. He brought more Torah into this world, and that in of itself has a certain toeles. But says the Sternberg, what's the job of a Rebbe? The job of a Rebbe is a Rebbe brings, he's your link in that Torah coming down. The job of a Rebbe is he's the Torah HaMisyacheses Eilav, V'yach Dvar Hashem HaMiyuchad Lo. That's the Torah which is your Torah, that's the Torah which is your link from the world of Shamayim all the way here, that comes derech a Rebbe and his Torah. Asilich HaRav suggests, or Sternberg, is not stam a particular Eitzah, it is the basis of a person's entire Mesorah. The idea of a Mesorah, of going down Rebbe, that's my link, that's the Torah relevant to me, that's the Torah which has to come derech a Rebbe, not stam derech a Talmid Chacham. He points out the Gemara Maseches Avodah Zarah has a machlokas. What do I do if I'm not sure what to do lemaisa? What do I do if I'm not sure? So some hold the Gemara tells us Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Zayin. Rav Ben Karka says if it's a machlokas, so Safik Doraisa Lechumra, Safik Derabanan Lekula. If the Tanakama thinks you should follow the biggest Talmid Chacham, if people are equal, then you should be machmir. Different views. He points out that Rav Kook and Ber Eliyahu, as well as the Chaz Nish and Yerideya, hold. And even though in general we say something to write to the Chumra, something to write to the Kula, maybe follow the bigger Talmid Chacham, whatever it is, none of that's relevant when it comes to your Rebbe. When it comes to your Rebbe, I can be Mekel like my Rebbe, even if most are arguing. I should be Machmir like my Rebbe, even if most are, because the job of a Rebbe, he's your link. And if he's Mechayif, you in that sense, the unique connection is above and beyond regular Talmid Chacham, is a Rebbe who's viewed as being a person-specific link in the Sora, a person-specific, this is the way that they go. Rav Sternberg, if you write, look at the way his Talmidim spoke about him, so he's their link. He's their link in one way in particular, which is amazingly intriguing. They put out, even though he never wrote about it directly, they put out a variety of two contrasim that I'm aware of on his particular Derech Halimud. One's called La'asuk B'Divrei Torah, this is called B'Torah Hashem Chefzo. Many of his Talmidim also in Sfarim have written about his Derech Halimud. Rav Avram Wasserman, who was giving shir of Sherbet when he was like 25 years old already. He was a huge Talmid Chacham from the time that he was young. So Rav Avram Wasserman, who's a Rosh Kol at least for a while in Ramah Gan, in the beginning of his Sefer Bavasa Brichei Sha'arayach, has discussion about his particular Derech Halimud. There's a person who put out an article in Amalech HaShabbos, he relates to Rashi, but Michael that we spoke about. There are a couple of different articles that have been written with someone through the Hezer Yeshiva in Yerucham. A couple of Yisodos about his Derech HaLimud, because for him, part of the Rebbe wasn't just giving you content, but it was giving you a mahalach and how a person learns. We'll speak about a couple of things about his Derech HaLimud. The first, which seems to be dominant about the way that he gave shir, he was a real serious Eden kind of a person, was he always wanted to start, if you're learning a sugya, with what you would call the Svara Chitzon. What would you have thought about the sugya before you see anything? What would I have thought about the following din? And that's going to impact your entire learning. If I read the Gemara, and the Gemara says exactly what I thought, then I'm going to ask myself the question, why did the Gemara say exactly what I thought? What was the Chiddush here in the Gemara? It was obvious to me anyway, so what was the Chiddush? If the Gemara says something different than what I said, so now my question is going to be, well, why was I wrong, and what exactly was the Gemara coming to teach? And that's going to take you through every single Rishon also. What did Rashi say? Oh, that's what I thought Rashi was going to say? So why did he have the need to be most of that into the Gemara? What else would I have thought? If I'm going to say something that's different than Rashi, so why Rashi say it like that? It is, in many ways, a lot of analysis. The goal is not keeping with what you said in the beginning. The goal is that can frame the discussion, and our goal is to mevatel ourselves. The Torah, if Torah is different than what we thought, so I'm going to mekabel what exactly Torah says, but I want to go in that kind of a process. For that reason, in the Hakdamah to his Shi'urim, so the Talmidim write, the goal of Shurim is never that you follow. The maskanas are never as critical as the steps in the process. The analysis in the process of why say this and why not say that and what was I thinking and what was shot and then Havami and why was it rejected is much more important than the maskana he says it's a din in X. There's a lot of toelas and a lot of value in understanding the process in many ways more than anything else. For that reason, he invested enormous time also in explaining Hava Aminas. Because the goal isn't just the Maskana, but the Hava Aminas is critical, because the more I understand the Hava Aminas, I understand what Chazal were thinking at one point, but I can also then understand what actually happened limaskana. And it requires a very slow and careful reading of the Gemara itself. He also seems to have been, this is a little bit of a Sora, it seems from Tzvi Yehuda Cook, he was very, very careful about saying things with precision and saying things only if you were convinced it was true and there's no other possibility that could also be true. Meaning, there are certain styles of learning where the style of learning is to sort of throw out possibilities. Maybe it's like this, and maybe it's like that. For him, we only say things if we can understand why. As someone wrote about it yesterday, even writing about him, when Abaye said this, he has to have meant exactly this. He couldn't have meant anything else. And I'll explain to you why it's mukhra. He had to say it exactly in this way. There's a degree of precision in the way that he spoke, in the way that he taught, and a way that he was mechayiv talmidim, in the way that a person is learning, to make sure that that's going to be as clear as possible, and it's going to be as mukhrak as possible. He also seemed to, this is Stam, this Rav Mazen points out, this is always two different darkei halima. There are some people in their learning that like to have major machloksim about major yesodos. Do I have a chakira? Is it like this or is it like that? And I want to see the widest range of possibility as possible. It seems like his Derek HaLiman, at least it described, was that really people agree more than they disagree. And a lot of the machloksim are about side points. And the Yesod HaDavar, they're more likely to really agree upon. So he would often search in looking at a sugya and different shitas, what are the Yesodos upon which everybody really agrees? And in minimizing elements of the machlokas to be as precise as possible. In that sense, he was a person who, on the one end of the yeshiva, that's very much involved in politics, at times elements of controversy, he was not really associated with those as much the same way at all. He was a person that really was just osek in the world of Torah. He gave shiurim in lots of different places, and certainly a model for what it meant to be shakua in a real way in the world of Talmud Torah and Talmud Torah v'Iyun. Rav Asher Weiss gave a push a couple of days ago for people that they had a big feel at the Kotel, people to daven for his recovery. My son, Chaim, in ninth grade, so a bunch of his friends, I think, went to that tefillah also. The Levaya is going to be this morning. He was a very, very significant figure. A significant figure similar to Rafael Cohn, who maybe we should talk about a different time, who was not as publicly involved in this hack and that hack. He was involved in the world of Gemara Be'ian, giving over a certain kind of pure hashkafa, and he did so in a way which was immensely powerful, and he has a lot of Talmidim who learned in his particular style, which is a Lamdisha style, which is focused, again, influenced by Shimon Shkaf, but focused on precise hagdaras of things, understanding what exactly happened, learning carefully in a very, very specific manner to understand things as well as possible, understand things as precisely as possible. Really a very, very significant Talmud Chacham. And again, his Torah with the Ian Shiurim, he gave Shiurim in, there's a base medrash in Givat Shmuel where he gave some Ian Shiurim once a week. They wrote up some of his volumes of Shiurim, and a lot of his Torah has been written in places. He wrote a great article that we'll quote if we get to Daf Zayin and Psachim. And Bergan had a son who passed away, and they put out a sefer on, I believe it's Purim, Theophanic or Purim, they put out articles. He wrote a great article there of Birch HaMitzvahs. We spoke about Birch HaMitzvahs yesterday. He actually speaks about a different rush here, about Tikkus HaMitz. He has an important article about Tikkus HaMitz, but in Birch HaMitzvah, he has some very, very important Torah. But a lot of his Torah has been written up. I assume more of it will be written up. But a very, very important Talmud Chacham. At some point, we'll have we'll be tova on the waters of explaining what is Yeshiva Har Hamor and a lot that is going on there that we will avoid talking about for now for a variety of reasons. But he is certainly a major and significant Talmud Chacham who was in many ways just Kashur, connected to the world of serious Talmud Torah, who viewed himself as a Rebbe trying to help people, maybe La'olam Haba, a Rebbe not there just to try to be relevant or try to answer questions that make people, you know, but trying to bring Dvar Hashem into this world in the most powerful way that he possibly could. And certainly an amazing model for that.